Okay, I wanted to hear the whole song. I'm always 30 seconds behind. Okay, that's to get good quality. So where is my Tumblr bridge? There it is. Hey, Ion, I guess that's your request,
Umber,
I guess. Where the
Umber Claw? Umber Claw.
Umber Claw. Did he say that? He didn't say that. That was Tommy McDonald. Man, you never know when it's time to go. Heaven's open when the bars are closed. So seize the moment. Don't leave it hoping. You'll breathe tomorrow. You could be a ghost. I'm living my life. The finish line's right in front of me. Made of fish and wire, so I'll never see it till it's too late. When God shakes my hand, please celebrate. Please celebrate. Please celebrate. And he fades out. Please celebrate. Yeah. We're on, Carol.
It's on, Carol.
All right. It started off lately. Everyone's been talking crazy. Feel like everybody's got some shit to say. They misinterpreted my good intentions. Expected I was just going to step away. If there's a heart that pumps and there's a breath to take, then I won't bite my tongue as long as I'm awake. And I don't have the guts to make a dumb mistake. I'd rather crash a car than ever touch the brakes. And way down he says, no record label. No distribution. No cosign. No publicist. No manager. No teammates. No money to make up my budget with. No grocery, no studio, no booking agent, no bucket list, no
PR. Sounds like me, Bob.
Yeah,
sounds
no
like
marketing.
Me.
And me, just fans. Yeah, we just built our house on fans. And he says, he has been saying, I built my house. Now he says, after he says all that, and just fans, man, we built this fucking house. When my days end and it's vacant and they bury me with that only key, my biggest fan's going to break in with a Ouija board and a box of chalk, draw a pentagram, hail Satan, try to bring me back from that wooden box you all tried to fill my grave with. Then they'll sit on the roof with the rifles I hid in the fridge and they'll shoot at the men on the ridge who are coming to undo the work that I did. Then they'll block off the highway that leads to the crib and put sensors on all of the boards on the bridge. So they know when they're coming to empty the clip, then they'll gut all the bodies and cut off the skin and connect all the pieces with needles and pins and attach it to 10 feet of branches and twigs and then plant it in mud till it stands in the wind. And they'll stand there and look at the shit that we did that we never managed to do because of them. Our blood and sweat and tears went into what we built till we were begged. So we used blood and sweat and tears of enemies to build our flag. We built this house. We laid these bricks. We set these traps. These flames we lit. Our haters doused in gasoline. They brought to try and torch us with, hey, let them hate dog. Everyone will have something to say. Dog, their opinions don't mean shit. Trying to judge your engine by your paint job. And he goes on. So, that's Tom's latest meth-inspired lyrics. Meth, hopped up on meth is what's happening there.
Yeah, it was an eight-ball-fueled weekend of debauchery, always on Friday.
All right, so I guess we'll get to work here. Sanders
that was
or
that
Sanders.
That was quite a digression, though. That was nice.
Yeah,
you digress, Bob.
Thank you. Thank you. You're welcome. I intended to digress. Now we digress again with whatever silly nonsense on the minds of the Sanders. The Sanders. What do the Sanders have to say?
Colonel Sanders.
That's right. Nose picking chicken. Yeah. It's ass kicking good.
Nose picking chicken. Yeah, that's disgusting.
Finger licking good.
I'm going to mute everybody. You're all muted.
You can mute us too, Bob.
Hey, no, I don't mute you. You paid the rent here.
Somebody's got to. That's right.
Yes, somebody. We had to get non-physical to pay our rent.
Good one.
He could screw with the digital accounting slate.
Are you accepting cash or Bitcoin or what? Like, what's Ion paying
you,
Bob?
Doggy coin is like 9 cents a piece now.
Doggy coin. Yeah, I think that's their latest investment.
Okay, very good, very good. Well, Ion, speaking of Bitcoin, you have said that Bitcoin would go to zero. Would you describe the mechanisms, decisions, or parties that may be responsible for bringing it to zero? What would be the...
They've already started. The only reason that it's $34,133.04... $34,135. $34,134. No way.
We get
$34,137.87 right now is because the drug dealers was using it to get past the SARS. That's the only reason that it's that.
And they're big enough players in that that the powers that be want to come after them and take away their right to make money, basically, is what you're saying.
But that never works, though, because, see, that's the problem. If you take away that, you take away... That's like only letting white people vote or only letting women vote. See, if you're trying to make the white people vote, or the black people vote, or the women vote, or the men vote, or the landowners vote, after a little while, it makes a problem. So if you go after that, and everybody goes to fill-in-the-blank Ethereum's newest version of reality, then what happens is that you find out that you can quell. This is no different. Do you know what the yen carry trades are,
Colonel Sanders? I don't.
Wait, just one second. Bob, talking about the yen carry.
Hey, Jackie Mason. Jackie Mason's dead.
Yeah, it happened.
He did a great comedy routine in the late 80s, satirizing Reagan. That's what I remember him for. Yeah, he used to be on it, so I don't remember that.
It was clever.
They build a career out of political correctness.
What does that have to do with this?
Bitcoin?
No,
Bitcoin,
he was digressing. Bob, tell him about the yen carry trade.
That's the cursed Olympics. TV ratings crashed to 33-year low.
Yes.
Okay.
That's the Japanese. That's the yen carry trade crashes.
No. They couldn't get rid of the yen. So for the yen carry trades, for nothing, they'd give you 100 million, billion, trillion, whatever yen. And that would stimulate the economy to have yen everywhere, the yen carry trade. So people could take MTMs and run them through Standard Charter and get, say, $100 million in yen, and then borrow money against the yen from Standard Charter, and then take and draw down as a derivative on it to make the yen have something viable or have a viable purpose. Because if everybody were holding yen, it's no different than what Nixon did when he went to see the Chi-Coms, and he was doing his visit, and then he went to see the Sand Negros, and he said, now, boys, let me tell you, I am not a crook. And let me tell you something else. You can have all the money in the world as long as you sell your black Texas, non-Texas tea in U.S. dollars. You can have
U.S. dollars.
You can have anything you want as long as that pegs OPEC's oil to the U.S. currency. That made the U.S. currency have validation. The yen carry trades gave money away from free outside of Japan so that it would have been validated. It was a reverse inflation standard. Okay? And so now, Bitcoin is caught in the same trap.
Okay?
There's nothing that, like the U.S. dollar, easy, like the U.S. dollar, there's nothing to sustain its current price of value.
There never has with Bitcoin.
What does that have to do with the euro?
Got it. Okay.
You see? Those Italian lira starting to look pretty damn good lately. With them Italian lira, they starting to look pretty good. And people got a basement full of them dogs and they bring them joint back. See, now we're talking high-minded from a socio-geopolitical currency Christine Lagarde conversation, but that's all fallen away. So nothing has a standardable or standardizable position. So now it goes back to, I'm a doctor, I'm going to fix your hemorrhoids, you give me a chicken. How much is a chicken worth? I don't know, I'm pretty hungry for chicken dinner.
Barter.
That's sort of what this becomes. And if they'd have left it alone right there, it might have made it. But when you start triangulating it, everywhere you go with the euro, it goes to zero. And so, if you want to buy something from us in Bitcoin, will we take the money? Hell yes, we'll take the money. But we're going to change that joint out before we go to bed. Every single time, without further exception. Do not go to bed on it, because you may get up in the morning with a sore bum hole.
So, what will the cartels move to if Bitcoin goes to zero? Because they're not going to be slowed down in any way. They're going to keep on rolling.
They don't care. They don't care. I mean, they have literally land, sea containers stacked with U.S. dollars now. 40-foot land, sea containers stacked. Couldn't pour a glass of water in the container for the cash. Just sitting.
Yep. I get that.
So
they don't care that Bitcoin goes to zero.
They don't want a flood. It doesn't matter. That was just, here again. You want to buy an 8-ball with a Bitcoin? Yep, that thing, they can trade it instantly if they want to. No big deal.
Now, the cartel being smart little money manipulators, what are they putting their money into to hedge against a 15 to 20% inflation rate, or whatever that number is?
Whoa. Inflation serves them and the product.
Didn't think of
that. They're on the other side. They don't care. How much is a key? Used to, because a key was $30,000, and then it's $12,000. In China, why it's $8,000. See? So it doesn't make any difference to them. The process, it's like the Knights Templar. They didn't care how much the money was worth that you gave at the front end of your journey. They just wanted to see how much they were going to charge to let you pick up that much money at the end of your journey.
Right.
In the rep?
Ooh.
That's very interesting. That was very interesting. You did a good thing there. Bob would never ask that question. We don't know if you know what you're talking about or not, but it was a good stab there, Biggin.
some evenings that's as good as it gets, Ion.
It's all right, baby. Hey, just keep it moving. Keep it moving. That's all you got to do. So the answer or the logistics of this M1 macroeconomic condition is that it has to be justified to something. Now, we'll do an unemployment bell curve. You know, remember that from Economics 101 with the inflation level and the employment. Guess what? If you do a bell curve on that matrix today with true right numbers, it would be a bonnet instead of a bell. Be upside down. Because the government is paying people not to work. So the inflation's high, and the inflation's high, and the unemployment level's high, or the unemployment is zero. 9.3 million people out of work and 9.3 jobs available that nobody wants. So it becomes, no unemployment. It's 100% employment. Everybody who wants a job got one.
Got that. Now, I had an interesting experience at a restaurant on the coast, and on the menu it said, we pay our employees a good wage. They start at 12 and they get $15 an hour. This is the waiters. You are not allowed to tip, is what it said on the menu. So, of course, I'm all about a minimum wage, but I'm certainly disagree with a maximum wage. Talked to the waiter, stuck ten bucks in his apron, et cetera, et cetera. But then I realized what Biden is doing by keeping people on the dole is forcing restaurants like this to raise their hourly rate to coax them out of their house when they're getting X number of dollars just to stay there and do nothing. Is that
they couldn't pass a mandatory minimum wage. So they're forcing a mandatory minimum wage. Now here's, here's the rest story. That restaurant used to pay them $2.10 an hour plus tip. And they did really good. Now they're paying them $15 an hour, and that hamburger that used to cost $3.95 just went to $15.99.
Sure.
So you did tip them.
Matter of fact. Very good. Well, one gentleman I spoke to on the beach said he disagreed with the 15. He understands why they don't want to be tipped, because at some point, if they're being paid $15 an hour and they're getting tips, ultimately, down the road, human nature being what it is, they'll say, you should be paying me $18 an hour, because that's what I'm used to making.
Yeah.
If it was tipped.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And then a nuclear physicist goes in there to work, and he asks the waiter if he can loan him enough money to buy his dinner, because the waiter's making more money than the nuclear physicist.
Yeah. Very good. Very good.
Okay. But this is Zimbabwe 202. This is not the conversation for tonight, nor is this the motif that we're going to engage tonight. But we're going to get this in and out of the way pretty quickly, because that ain't what we're talking about, because that doesn't have anything to do with anything quickly. Because in the grave, if you're not a dead ringer, it don't really matter how much inflation you suffered. Hey, there's going to be a lot of dead people that want some inflation.
Pretty soon. Okay, I'll shift.
Well, that's a digression. No, you don't have to. We're just saying, sometimes it starts off and that becomes the thing for all night long, and we're just saying that's not the all night long thing. However important, because it puts a pulse on some of the stuff that's going down. That's another thing that's going down. I mean, Delta is going down. Okay, now everybody's got to wear a mask again. That's going down. Okay, now where is Mr. Powell? Where is the Federal Reserve Chairman? Where is he making his little goddamn speeches? How many hours did you have to listen to Ben Bernanke tell you how fucked up you was? Hour after hour after. How long did you have to listen to Paul Volcker tell you that you aren't poor, you're just stupid? That's what's wrong with you. You need to figure this thing out. This ain't the money in your pocket. Or he races in his billfold and pulls out and he says, I paid that bill with this money right here in my hand. You go, wait. See, where are they? They ain't saying nothing.
Right.
They ain't talking. They ain't
who
doing
is
nothing.
Doing this?
Except,
who is?
Except, hold on, except taking, printing United States American dollars and buying bonds with those printed dollars. That's what they're doing.
Well, right.
QE4000.
I didn't catch that. 2E4000?
QE4000. Quantitative easing 4000.
I don't know what that means, Ion. Quantitative easing 4000.
You can look it up. You can look up quantitative easing. Jenny Bellis bank too. She's real smart. She's real smart.
She is real smart.
Yes, she is. It's where they take your, it's what Enron did. Enron was an example of quantitative easing. They took money from stock and called it profit. So the government's printing its own money and then buying its own bonds, which validates the money. You see?
Wow. Yeah, yeah. It's the cat.
Didn't turn out well for Enron.
No. Yeah.
Well, no. Here's what happens. Do you remember when Enron was at its tops, and then California was crying and screaming, "We're paying thousands of dollars for our electric bills, and it's going up every day, and they're selling electricity, they're taking our electricity, they're selling it to somebody else, and we don't have electricity, and it's too much money." They said, "We gotta pay more if we're gonna get electricity. They're gonna start somebody else." And people in Idaho has got all the electricity. I don't know what we're gonna do. And then all of a sudden, kabloom, it all fell away. All but instantly. Kind of like the housing market. Oh wait, is there a pattern?
Right.
Hey, how much are the houses in your neighborhood?
Yeah. No, we had that discussion. I get it.
Yeah. Well, beware. Funny thing can happen on the way to the forum. Hey, DQ, we got a question for you. Okay, money don't have no value. Because now you can give us any amount of money, a 30-year fixed interest mortgage for 2.212%. Pretty much anywhere.
Yeah.
Okay, so you got a great house, and you paid $10,000 for it. Now you can borrow $2 million on it and the interest rate's as low as it ever was, and you got a little business, and you go, well, hell, I could use that to do that. And they won't loan businesses money anymore because don't know why. They just can't. The banks are hoarding all the cash all of a sudden. They like them cashy checks is their favorite. They got lots of it, and they're hoarding it hard. That's the reason they're not complaining when you take with a cash deposit now. They don't care. They like it. They're holding all cash. They have to. Because it's the only way they're going to be able to temper their derivative variable. Derivative variable. They got to bring the money in to be able to amortize it in the system. Because there's almost no money now. So it's all but fictitious. So at some point you have to have some great accounting. You know, like with the FDA, they want to know what happened. You got to tell them what happened. Well, that's what the banks are trying to do. They're trying to save their money checks so they can tell what happened when it happened. Okay, so they're running along here holding the cash, trying to make the position. So what's going to happen when you borrowed all this money on your house, you put it in your business, you're driving along, you're paying your employees $25,000 an hour now because that's the only way they'll come to work, and then half-ass doing the job, and if you say something, then they say, you're calling me black people, and I'm not working here. And they said, but you're not black. I know, but you're thinking I was black. You're acting like I'm a slave. You're acting like I was in an apartheid. No. Cancel. I'm out of here. And that's even white people were doing that, you see. Why not? Sure. Pays the thing. Okay. So, now what happens is, if interest rate has to raise a tick at anywhere, at any level, the jig is up. Because then here's what's going to happen. That value that they loaned you on your house is based on comparables. And those comparables are what the house is sold for. You see?
Right, but you've got a fixed interest rate, let's say.
Yeah, but guess what's going to happen? When that value on your house draws, you got to hold up your end of the bargain. If you got $1 million loan on a $1 million house and the value bottom drops out of it, guess what they're going to do? They're going to come back and re-look at your loan and say, you need to re-collateralize your loan. Colonel Sanders, you're way upside down in your loan. And we're going to need to call that loan because you don't have any. You need to put up more collateral or we're going to call your loan. That's what they do.
Yeah. So the banks will end up owning houses as they did in 2008, 2009.
But they don't, and now you have that's TARP 202. They don't want to own houses. Banks are terrible landlords, you say.
Correct.
So they have to have a correction. And that correction means that they dump them. Then they dump them and the Victrola starts to run a little slow, so they crank up the Victrola again. You remember what bedlam there was in 2008?
Well, they can't dump the house for less than what the note is worth.
Unless the toxic assets are bought back by the government, and so they loan them fill in the blank number of dollars, then the bank takes and amortizes that at 100 to 1, then all of a sudden they fall, here it is back, we're okay, you covered it, we'll pay you back now, here you go, here's your money, which basically all it said was no issue, no foul. The houses were being foreclosed on and they didn't even know who owned the houses.
Yes, of course. Yeah,
they foreclosed on them and they didn't even know. They still have houses on the books that are foreclosed that they don't know who owns them. So then it goes to the county because of the lack of property taxes. Nobody who doesn't know that they own the house is going to pay property tax on it. So after a little while, it goes into the receipts where somebody then goes in and pays the $1,200 taxes and they put a lien against it for so long and then they get the property. So now the $1 million house is sold for $1,200.
Yeah.
But the county's all straight. Isn't that fun?
What is the life cycle of that in moon phases? How many full moons does it take for that life cycle to go?
That is long. For right now, looking at it, About as long as your average TikTok entry.
Quick. Okay.
Look what they're doing. No. Look what they're doing. They're not advertising the things they should be advertising. Where are the car dealers? Anything you tell them. Come to Charles Hardy Chevrolet. We love you and we need you. Come on down and we're gonna make a Jim Goody deal. Where are they? They don't got no cars to sell.
No cars to sell, sure. No, we've got a Ford dealership here that's empty in town.
Yeah.
There's no cars.
Literally. You know why? Because there's no floor plan. You know what the floor plan is?
What?
That's when, it's a Ford dealer. A floor plan is when you have a dealer who goes into business with the dealership. And it's a Ford store, a Chevrolet store, a Porsche store, a Rolls Royce dealership, whatever it is. Alright, now they give you them cars, you don't pay for them cars, you have what they call a floor plan. And then they own the cars, but you are responsible for them cars, blah, 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 blah. And then there's what they call a 2% holdback that the dealer gets for handling the transaction so that the car gets sold. And then depending on the car dealership's position, they give incentives, we call it incentives to make you want to buy the car. $4,000 back, $2,000 back, free set of floor mats, you know, whatever that is. We're gonna give you a carnival wax if you'll buy today. We'll give it. Okay. Those are the rubs that they made it balance to their ticket on what's called a floor plan. Now if they sell cars and fuck it up, then it's bad. That's why they always have a used car dealership too, because the dealership makes all their money on the used cars. Because the markup is through the roof. Through the woof. Not the service department. But a lot of that is warranty work. So that's a micro snapshot of what's happening here in America, USA.
I'm just missing the point as to why the car dealership is empty now if those arrangements between the manufacturer and the dealer were so...
Ain't nobody working. Did nobody make no cars. Everybody was home for the COVID. And then the people, didn't nobody buy no cars because nobody could go anywhere. So therefore, they didn't order any cars. Have you been to a mall lately?
No. But I'm following your line of thought here.
Damn.
I'm following.
Sorry. Go to the mall. Well, where is the sales? Where are they having the sales? They ain't having no sales. You went to the mall. You know, I'd say, do you know what Gucci is, or Coach, or Chanel, or Saint Laurent? Okay. Now, say that you go to, what is that thing called? It used to be Davidson, but it ain't there. Riches. No. I think it's Federated. No, it's Macy's. You go into the Macy's, and they got this great big old thing, an area bigger than your living room. Big space. All right? And that's where all of the Coach bags was in that area. Coach leased that space from Federated or Macy's to sell their bags.
Okay.
Or Michael Kors. Brahmin. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Get you a Brahmin bag. Okay. They have this space. You go in that mall today, big space, big as your living room, and the Coach has got 3 pocketbooks sitting on the shelves. Shelf after shelf, they got 3 pocketbooks.
Same story, supply chain. We're back to the supply chain. It's just taken this
and
long to cycle through.
Mm-hmm. No, it's not. It's worse. When the pandemic started, there was stuff on stuff that they couldn't sell and didn't sell. They had to do something with it, so they all but dumped it. And then they didn't. And then we had a year of pandemic. They didn't reorder.
Of course. Got it.
Not to mention,
nobody's buying.
The people that were making it were home on the COVID, so they didn't produce it.
Right.
That includes China.
Right.
You understand, Majric would not allow, they wouldn't allow Majric to bring in containers. Drive by a local port. Drive by a local port and look around.
Sure. Yeah.
One port will be stacked to the horizon. And another port will have nothing, not 2 containers in the whole thing. If you've ever been to Inman Yard, I mean, that's like grass on a very well mowed lawn. You can't see where one starts and one stops.
Oh, and I never
go all that stops.
I've driven past yards that sell empty ocean containers, and they're stacked 14 mm-hmm. high now. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, to death. You can buy them for like $750 a piece. They're great. But yeah, make you a storm bunker.
So back to your conversation where you said money was worthless. Well, in this context, money is worthless because there's nothing to buy.
In essence. Well, actually what we said that the drops was the new currency. That's what's happening. Now, we didn't raise the value of RNA drops. We depleted the value of currency, money.
Of everything else. Right.
While the tide went out, we built a port.
Keep on producing. Very good. I would like to switch the conversation now, if we've done with
well, well, very now good. You said a bunch of words. Now you said a bunch of words, and Bob is going to have a fit, because he's going to say you didn't follow up with the question. He said, Ion just told you, blah, 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 and you have no idea what he's talking about. And you didn't follow up, blah, 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 blah. Because you got the words, but you didn't steal the deal. What that means is you didn't come back and say, how does this apply, and what is Aunt Janet Yellen going to do, and how's Mr. Powell going to hear, what are they going to do, and what about the Atlanta Federal Reserve? Is the Atlanta Federal Reserve going to be, but they said there's going to be 50% inflation. 50% inflation! We can't live through that! And the Federalist is very cross. So, anyway, just so you know, that'll be the conversation one day.
Thank you, Ion.
So now your next topic, baby.
Who did Johnson & Johnson piss off for them to be so demonized in the market? With their vaccines, with their sunscreen?
Jermaine is a man's name. Jermaine Keller. K-E-L-L-A.
One of the heavy stockholders.
Jermaine Keller.
Right. Uh-huh. He's one of the big stockholders.
He was the Michael Milliken of junk bonds and Johnson & Johnson.
How does that fit into the equation? Him being a bond.
The reason that we said like that. It's the same thing. The little blue pill, the Cetaphil, the Viagra, the Niagara.
Yes.
And no, Niagara, that's the starch.
No,
people.
It's the Viagra.
The starch people.
Viagra, you got
Viagra.
The quicker picker-upper.
People with the Peyronie's disease. Got that little crook going on there. Get that straightened out. See, you can get it over the counter if you take two of them. So there you go. So then, that became a huge workhorse for the stock margin for the company.
Okay.
It becomes the new chemotherapy. But that, all of those, Trump said it so that all those generic blocks were removed. So things dropped really quickly. So now you can have the other stuff, the generic stuff, you can get it for $1 a pill rather than $20 an erection.
So they've lost market share, they've lost money. Okay, how does that get them demonized by being attacked so for their products?
They have nothing to hold them up. There was nothing, the demonization plus or minus didn't matter. They, up until this, when they had the money, they didn't care. Speak of me what you will, I have the money. Say what you want to. That's kind of like when the bank foreclosed on your house. They're sad because they foreclosed on your house. Because you still got it tangled up. You think if you got a bunch of money in the bank that you're a plus. The bank sees you as an asset, a liability. Because when you got a bunch of money in their bank, they mow you that money. You can get mad and remove that money. So if you're a major stockholder and you could have the power to remove that stock,
mm-hmm.
all of a sudden, you become a... what was that thing that began with an A that was a big deal in the cable business? Ooh, yes. It was a big thing. A Dolce. No. A Dolce. What was it? They got it. No, what was it? It was the thing. It was all the rage in New York City. And then all of a sudden, one day, they were gone. They had to be absorbed. And that's when Time Warner came into play, you see. That was Ted Turner.
So are you saying that the Johnson...
Back when there was a super station.
Are you saying then that the Johnson & Johnson family of products are coming to naught in the very near future?
Yep. They're gone. And the biggest problem they had was their talcum powder, which wasn't even a prescription.
Yeah.
It wasn't even a prescription. But they found out it was a bad idea to put, we won't say arsenic, but it wasn't arsenic, it's asbestos in your hoo-hoo powder. Don't put asbestos in your hoo-hoo. It's a bad idea. But I guess this will prove Ascension, if y'all can live with the environment of what they're doing to you, Ascension's probably pretty nigh, isn't it?
That's right. Anybody left standing apparently ascended.
You made it, yep. Till further notice so far. Okay, that's good. Now, you've been a little bit windy, but now your hands is getting tighter now. What's your next thing, or do you have more of that thing?
I was just curious watching.
Adelphi.
Yeah, it was an old cable company.
You're supposed to guess that.
Yeah.
It was the hugest cable company in its day, and it was bigger than Johnson & Johnson. We'll be soon.
And what brought Adelphi down that Time Warner could mow over them and take everything over?
Dirty business.
Got it.
Dirty business.
Sure. Yeah, normal stuff.
Well, now, if we were looking at it esoterically, we'd say, well, it's very quick. Do you remember Louis Rukhauser? Remember Louis Rukhauser? God damn,
nope.
Canadian. That's what's wrong with you. You got too damn much Canadian in you. That's what's wrong. Louis Rukhauser on Friday night, 8 o'clock. Come on, every single week. Wall Street Week. Louis Rukhauser told you everything that was news about the news. If anything that was news, you could be consistent. And you can set your clock by Louis Rukhauser. Well, he'd get on there and he'd say, well, like the tides of many changes, pigs again get fat and hogs apparently are well slaughtered. That's what his famous little quote. Louis Rukhauser.
Okay, how is that relevant to this Adelphi and the takeover by
pigs get fat, hogs get slaughtered. Adelphi was come to take over, and they got destroyed. The little ones picked up the pieces, and it turned into Cox Mediacology and Time Warner and AOL. They also scooped up AOL. Hey, for 30 minutes, that Ted Turner was a goddamn billionaire. Back when somebody had $1 million, they was fat. And he was a billionaire, for Pete's sake.
Right.
For a minute. But then again,
so they drove the competition out of the market by their own methodologies, not through their own.
Apparently, so based on the rules of the day, apparently you can go open a company, buy your own stock, and run your value so high that some bigger thing has to take you over, and you can make a couple of $100 million to find out that you didn't have no stock in the first place. And still write it off your income taxes because you lost your $1 billion.
So based on this little loop that you're making.
Sounds, hey. It sounds crazy when we say it though, doesn't it?
Sure. But that makes it sound like Johnson & Johnson is going to be up for sale and somebody's going to pick it up for nickels on the dollar.
It already is. Look at the puts. Look at the puts on J&J right now. Baby!
Okay. Very good. No, very good, Ian. Okay.
They've lost their WAP. They've lost their WAP.
I don't know what that is, but it sounds like it's important. Their WAP.
Oh, there's a song on YouTube. Look up WAP. It'll tell you all about it. We can't say that. This is a family show. And we don't want Carolyn to curse this early.
It begins.
Yeah! Carolyn, don't
don't be talking that shit in here. This is a family show. Don't be talking that shit. The censors will be on us now. Don't be talking that food. Lord, suffering cats. But anyway, it's gone dry. Thank you.
I know, I'm seeing the picture that you painted for Johnson & Johnson, and it's like, yeah, sure, we had benzene in our sunscreen. Of course we did. Terrible.
What's wrong with benzene? Hey, down in Houston, my God, Valero's been pumping benzene in the air forever. Ain't no
exactly.
big deal. That's how they
exactly.
clean their refineries, for God's sake.
Sir,
no
nice
big
solvent.
Deal.
Lovely solvent.
It is.
Well done.
Not as strong as muriatic acid sometimes.
Okay. Apple wine. We have apple. We have calf.
Yes, what?
I am observing a change in the pH.
Okay.
Of water that is adjacent to the apple wine.
That's right. Now, is that heredity or environment?
That would have to be a...
Wait, careful. Listen to what we said. Go ahead now. Say it now.
A causality of the immersion of apple mm-hmm. in wine affecting...
Okay. Now, Bob would say, correct. And then he'd say, what do you mean? How does causality affect water beside apple in the wine? That's where it gets testy.
If I see distance, then I have to think fecancy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Affect and effect
yeah.
moving over a distance,
mm-hmm.
which
correct.
ties into the fourth state of water or the fifth state of water beyond solid, liquid, or vapor.
Say gas, rather than vapor.
Gas.
Because you let wine breathe, but you can smell it, but it doesn't make a vapor. You don't have a wine vapor. But you can in a whiskey still, you can have vapor.
No, well, if you're smelling it's fine particles in the air.
In a cocaine. Okay, you're right, but it's not. Okay.
Yes, gas is a better word. Gas, much better.
Yeah, liquid gas.
So,
cyanide citrate is not something you want to smell.
Yes, it's particles in the air you take into your lungs. I got that. So in this experiment of one affecting the other, I see the pH changing of the water glass in the proximity to it, and that all I can think of is it's as you said, changing the environment. But the wine apple is creating an environment where that can change easier, or is in fact one affecting the other?
Well, now we would say test the sugar in the wine, but the only way, and you don't really want to do that, and it's been sitting out, so for sure you don't want to take a sip of it. I mean, you might. Jenny Bell would say, don't do it. But you can get away with it.
I taste my experiments.
Well, okay. Now, that's Carolyn. She won't give anybody anything that she doesn't try herself, so that's why she's not prescribing arsenic like she used to. This makes for beautiful white teeth, though. I'll give you that now. But, okay. So the answer is that apparently the sugar's changing. The wine has an effect. Wine is a thing. Got it? Apple is a thing. Right? Water is a thing. Right? Okay, yeah. Now you start stirring stuff together and the thing becomes a new thing or another thing or this thing makes that thing.
Because yeah.
you're not pouring the water into the wine apple solution and changing the pH. It's just in what you say proximity.
And it's the sugars. Sugars are the causality. The change of the sugar.
Well, okay, or the proximity of the sugars. You could just as easily argue for the proximity of the sugars. You mean it's that easy? And it's kind of like, you mean I can get fucked up by being around sugar?
Okay,
I said don't take a spoonful of sugar. Now I can get fucked up by being around sugar? Oh, my God, the humans don't have a prayer. See that, Rub?
Wow.
Or is it better, or better stated, or better said, that it's not just the apple, it's not just the wine, it's not just the water, it might be the environment.
Environment.
In those and arenas. This is, the environment this is just, in those arenas.
And this is just an intersecting the environment to create an observation.
And see, your arena is clean. You understand that?
Yes.
Well, you say,
say more words. Maybe I don't. No, well, maybe I don't say more words.
No. We weren't arguing. You're used to things being clean.
Okay. Yeah.
Everybody's not. Yeah, she's neurotic. It's weird. Almost possessive. And we're not mad about that, but we're just saying that's become a given. When you come in, everything's a mess. She's sick. And when it's Jenny sick, then you ain't ever sick. So, you see what I mean? She ain't gonna have it. Okay? So the rest story is, your environment is clean and this has occurred. What would happen in an environment that wasn't so, the substrate were not so set as in correct or proper? What if you had a filthy place you were doing this experience?
You wouldn't, sir, I didn't hear it. If I had a filthy place, I wouldn't see this experience.
Experience, not experiment. You wouldn't see the same experience.
Right.
So your agar was pure. Your agar was pure.
Right.
You're going to have to ask first how many times we've said the word agar over the years. We've said agar a lot, haven't we?
Yes. Okay. Ooh.
All right, now how long have you had the apple in the wine?
27 hours, 30 hours.
Okay, let it go. There's nothing growing in it. There's nothing on it. It still looks about like it did, right?
Yep, still tastes good.
Yeah, you don't have to drink it after it's sitting out that long. Okay, you know them little droppers they have in the RNA bottles, RNA drops, especially the Rebob? You know them little dropper things?
Eyedroppers.
It accuses of things. This is a dot. They're so cute. They're great. Okay, and go by the Costco and pick up some of them little slides. You know, like you put with an old Tommy microscope.
Mm-hmm.
The slides. Get one of them. If you ain't got none, you can pick up one of them and get one drop in about a week. If you give it that long, if it lasts that long, give it a week and take one drop of that wine. And put it one of those slides and put a little, the sealant, you know, the little cover, the little plastic cover, you pop over it, and it sets it. It sets it. Sometimes there's a spray. Carolyn likes the spray. She says it's cleaner. But do whatever Carolyn says, because that's, you come out better. Because if you'll do what she says, she'll defend you. If you do it on your own, then you're on your own. So we're saying either one, it doesn't matter. But the sealant, the spray, or the little slide cover. Either one is fine. And then while you're at it, why don't you go ahead and do one with that water that was in the proximity, too.
Very good.
And then let that set for a little bit, and then look at them. Not immediately. Give them a chance to let it be separated. Or, cured. Cured. Like a Virginia ham.
I know cured.
To cure it.
Well, I know, I'm working on cured.
So let it cure. So let it cure, and then look at that in the microscope.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. I have a picture in my head. I get that.
Okay. And then that you didn't use best of seller for this experiment, but you know what wine it was. The next time you have a chance to pull a cork on a bottle like that you had, take a drop fresh out of the bottle and look at it, and you can compare. Then you'll have something.
A sample,
you'll have
course.
A step. Good. That's good. Because you have to watch for the sample you're keeping. If you don't have air away from it, it's going to change, too. You can't just put a stopper on it. You got to take one of those little vacuum things to suck the air out. Take the oxygen out of the bottle.
Something like that. Oh, very good. Right.
Well, you don't even have that. Yes, but you don't even have to do that. If you'll just do the little pump vacuum thing to take the air out, keep it from turning to vinegar. That's all you're trying to do.
Thank you for that. That great mm-hmm. leg up. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Mm-hmm. The least we could do.
The least you could do. Always appreciated, Ian. Okay.
Thanks.
All right, well, very good. Thank you, Ian. Thank you.
Well, that's good. So you're all sated? You're all happy now? Whew. We didn't know if you were going to make this cut or not there, Colonel Sanders, so you did really good.
Oh, you know, some weekends are better than others, Ion. Eesh.
That's true. It's good. Yeah, it's pretty bad when you come back off a holiday and you have to go back to work to get some rest.
Well, one question.